Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, thanks for joining us as always. And I know that we have Dave over there, so here's this virtual wave to Dave. How's it going, bud?
Cough. As soon as I hit record, I started coughing.
You knew that I was going to do that too. So today what we're going to do is we're going to just jump right into it. And this one's interesting. We started chatting about it as we do before we record, but there's different patterns in social media posting that people, you know, even with what we do with our podcasting, but like there's different patterns that we jump into and things that we test and do and don't do. And I think it's interesting because, you know, you were starting to get into like some of the stuff that we've done, and maybe I'll just hand it over to you and let you do that and then get us started.
Well, I think we've talked something about this, and we've talked about the whole idea of best practice isn't always best practice. Like, read it, look at it, but test it yourself. And that's what this comes down to is, when are you supposed to post? It's like, well, so-and-so did a test of whatever number of accounts and whatever number of posts, and they decided that you should always post at 9 a.m. on a Saturday or something. And then there's tools out there that will look at your data, and it will also then tell you when you're supposed to post. But the funny thing about that is if you've always been posting at Wednesday at 9 a.m., their best stuff, and you redo it on Thursday and Saturday, of course it's going to tell you to do it then. So, because it's biased and the data is telling you that you already do it. So, yeah.
Plus, I often wonder when you're reading those and people are saying social media in general, but was the study done? Because I've seen this happen before where someone's tried to, they've gone over this and they've done a huge case study on Pinterest, but then they've presented the data as what you should do on social media in general. Well, yeah. No, that was specific to your industry on Pinterest.
Well, yeah, that's the question. Which platform is it? What industry was it? What were the size of the companies? How many of them were there? So if you're still building that house next door, if you're a home builder, you know, or maybe the plumbers, and you want to post content, should you do it when a home builder does it, when an HVAC company, when a restaurant is told to do it? No, because a restaurant who wants people to know about their dinner special every day is probably going to post it in the morning or the day before and say, hey, don't forget tomorrow when you're planning your dinner, da 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 da.
And that is a perfect segue into the example that I wanted to share.
Oh, perfect. I didn't even mean to do that.
Because there's a food truck that I follow, of course, like, you know, big surprise, I love the food trucks, but there's a food truck that I follow, and they used to be a physical store here, but then because of health reasons, rent, things like that, they turned into just a food truck, and they work days that they want to, so more power to them. But like, it went from being able to go to them whenever I wanted to having to pay attention to when they're going to be somewhere. And so this kind of stuff is a big deal for them. Social media, letting their people know when they're going to be, where they're going to be, stuff like that. And so they've gotten to a consistent pattern of, like you said, they're a restaurant, where they're going to be that night. So if I'm going to be planning my dinners, you know, if I'm getting up in the morning, I can almost guarantee at around 11 o'clock a.m., you know, 11 in the morning, they're going to be posting something on their social media saying where they're going to be that day. Or if there's no posting, that note, then I know that, hey, they're not going to be anywhere near me. But most of the time, I can go in at about 11 and I can hit refresh. And that's another important thing I've noticed on certain platforms, but like Facebook, for example, you go in and you click the latest posts and stuff. So a lot of times it doesn't show the latest post. You have to actually hit the refresh. And so then it'll come up. And so just, you know, little pro tip there. I don't know if that's a Facebook thing or what, but obviously it must be. But, you know, that's the point here is like the pattern that I've learned with these guys is I can go in the morning and I can realize, okay, this is what I'm going to do for dinner. And I know that that's there. And they have to have that consistency. They have to have that pattern, or I think that their business is going to fail. So that was just like the perfect segue, Dave, into that. So I appreciate that.
I pat myself on the back. Well, and then there's the podcasting, or if you, you know, produce content for YouTube, there's certain creators that, you know, people are like, when's your new video coming out? They're like, I post every Wednesday. Like every Wednesday morning, I try to get it. It's going up Wednesday one way or the other, or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever day it is. Like there's days that people post. We've tested the first year or so, I kept testing, like, do I post it on Monday? Do I post it on Sunday? Do I post it at the end of the week and then promote it the next week? Like, what makes the most sense? For podcasting, for us, I usually post it Sunday morning so that by the time most people wake up or at some point during the day, it's in all of the feeds because it takes a little bit of time to get into iTunes.
Yeah.
And then if you're the person that, you know, updates your podcast or, you know, before that Monday travel, which really doesn't matter anymore, but, you know, before you head to the gym on Monday, before you go outside in your backyard to go work out for that day, well, my hope is that it's been in iTunes for a couple hours now, so it's there, it's in Google, it's in Spotify, it's in all of the players, it's percolated through that ecosystem, and now you've updated it, and it's possible you're going to listen to us today, or at least, you know, maybe this week.
Well, you just brought up that whole other side of it, Dave, which is why I'm glad that we're talking about this, because I was thinking about, okay, well, back in the day when we used to do Dig or Stumble Upon or things like that, you know, you knew the best times of day to post with those kinds of stuff. But, like, think about, like, what we've been going through this year with this pandemic. And, like, whereas you could usually count on, okay, people are coming into the office about 9 a.m., they'll get on their socials, they'll check all that stuff, so you want to make sure you're posting about that. But you know what? Like, all that has been blown through the doors with, like, people working from home and stuff. And so it's like, you got to be testing and you got to be, like, figuring, you know, like, it's all going to be different right now. I don't know. It's just a thought I had.
No, that's a good point. I mean, it can totally be different. Luckily for us, the podcast, it still shows that, you know, most of our listens come Sunday, Monday.
Interesting.
And unless it's a holiday, yeah, like recently, you know, then it goes into Monday, Tuesday, or Sunday, and, you know, if Monday's a holiday and whatever. But I've seen that over now 3 years of us posting, and I tried Wednesdays, I tried every which day, and for us, that's just what works. But it can always depend on when you send your newsletter or anything. And I also tried when we did the 100 series, so we had, what, five or six interviews and shows, and we posted it all in a single week. It was like ding, ding, ding. Each day we were dropping a 30 to almost 60-minute show, which for a podcast like us, that's usually 15, maybe 20, 25 at the very most every week.
Yeah,
is a lot of content. And so then this year, I was like, okay, we had a good reception. We had a lot of listens. They were at the time not the highest we'd ever had, but I thought some of the best quality of content and best content period and just really good interviews. I expected them to just blow everything through the roof. But because we dropped so much content in such a short time, did people just skip over and pick it apart and go, oh, well, you know, I want to listen to my other shows and I only have an hour this week, so I can only listen to one.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
And then they just never get back to it. So this year when we did our leadership series, I was like, okay, why don't I try something different? Because we dropped a ton of content in a single week. It was a lot of work for us. And I don't think we got as many people finding it, listening as we could have. So this time I switched it up. I did Sunday, Wednesday, or something like that. So I did basically the usual plus one during the week, and I saw an uptick, but we still were dropping twice as much content during that 2.5 weeks than we usually do. So maybe next time we'll do four and it'll just be a month long, and maybe we'll drop in something else. But again, you know, I'm doing this once a year test to figure out what is best for us if we're ever going to drop a lot of content. I don't know. We've done it twice now in 2 years, over a year, like boom, boom. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Well, except, I mean, I'm wrong.
Well, you know, the logic behind what you're saying, you know, it makes sense to me as far as, like, the amount of time that it takes to consume those episodes, like especially with us, people are used to 20 minutes tops, and then they're getting hit with almost 60 minutes, and it's all at once. Like, you know, almost like would be interesting to continue to, or maybe do another down the road, do another series like that where, you know, where we drop them weekly, where people have more time to consume. But then also, you got to factor in things like, okay, well, we're a year older and we have a year more worth of people that subscribe to the podcast, hopefully. And so, like, does that take into account? But yeah, it's all interesting. And I think for me, when I look at the different businesses that I follow, whether it be like a shoe company, and or whether it be like a food truck or a regular business or a podcast or whatever, I do look for those patterns like we're talking about. Like, I know that this particular person updates at this time, or I know some restaurants that they're just sporadic and they post like all different times during the day. So I know to continue to check there and refresh their feeds and look at their stuff. And so, I guess here's the thing, like, I like that where I know that there's something going to be posted versus those ones that don't have any kind of consistency at all. And so, I guess, what my advice would be, would if you have the opportunity to put yourself on a pattern and let people know when they can trust you for certain things, then do that. Get set up on something like that. If you're not able to do that consistently, then I don't know. Like, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Dave, but just something that I was thinking of.
Well, I get in the mail every Wednesday and every Sunday, or not Sunday, every Wednesday we get the flyers for the local shop food shopping.
Uh-huh.
So like literally every Wednesday I know I can walk out and all of the flyers for all of the grocery stores around here are going to be there, and you know, I can start planning, and I can go to, you know, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, and the sale ends quote unquote Sunday or something usually. Again, that's consistently, they drop that newsletter, you know, marketing, whatever you want to call it, and it's always at the same time. So, you know, if you have a newsletter or you have content, you know, Aleda has her every Sunday night, her weekly newsletter that goes out.
Yeah.
You know, certain people have content that they produce, whatever it is, if it's Monday or Sunday or who cares.
Yeah.
But pick a day and just stick with it. But also test it. But you know, for us, one reason we do a weekly podcast is we know we can only produce so much content, and two, you can only consume so much content, but also three, it gives us something to promote, and allows us to promote it. So if you're creating a blog post every week, or every 2 weeks, are you doing outreach? Are you trying to generate links to it? Are you trying to generate shares? Are you sharing it on your social platform, you know, networks? You know, you can post a link to something more than once to Twitter a week. It's okay. Because not everyone will see it.
Well, and you know, I'm glad
posting it to Facebook.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that side of it, because that's something that, and it may come from back in the day, us doing infographics for so long, but I would try to help people understand, Dave, like, this is one piece of content, yeah, but you don't have to just post and pray, so to speak. Just put it out there and don't do anything with it. You have lots of different areas of data that you could take. Take a little snippet. Take a little image from this. Like, you know, for example, with us, with the podcast, there could, and again, like, we're probably the worst example because there's so much stuff that I want to be doing, but I just don't do. But like things like you could take images that we have. We make images from different things that we talked about. You could take snippets, little brief recordings from conversations that we're having. Put it in a 15-second thing on Instagram or Reel or Snap or wherever it might be. Like, there's so much stuff that people can do and that they should be doing. It's like any of the places that I work with that have reviews, whether it's a, you know, it could be an AC company, it could be a dentist, it could be a food place. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you have people coming in, leaving you good reviews, talking, you know, go and pay attention to those. What are they saying on Google? What are they saying on Yelp? Are they posting pictures? Can you reach out to them? Can you offer them something? Can you take pictures, you know, do little screenshots of images that they've saved, or if there's been like TikToks that they've done or whatever it might be, videos that they've made while they've been at your establishment, reach out to them, make sure you have permission, use their stuff, share it on your page. Like, just take advantage of that content that's been created. Like, again, I know that we're talking about patterns here, but if you get yourself in the pattern of doing this and paying attention to these feeds and then posting that stuff constantly, then you're putting yourself in patterns in that way as well. And it's again, taking advantage of that kind of stuff. Like, you know, you were talking about Dave with newsletters and just, it's just one more avenue for people to take advantage of, in my opinion. So those are my final thoughts.
I think you just made it so that we have to do an episode up soon about ways to reuse a podcast or an audio or video content.
I just wrote that down.
Because I don't think we've done that. I'm going to double check, but I don't think we've done it. If we have, I will link to it, but I don't think we have.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But yeah, the pattern for social media posting, or just the pattern in general, is figure out what works, test it, and then stick with it. And if you are going to change it, let people know. You know, if you're suddenly going to change from always posting at a certain time, in your newsletters and other places, let them know and go, hey, we always post this at blah, blah, blah. We're now changing. It's now, instead of the Sunday, you know, Sunday Times newsletter, it's going to be the Wacky Wednesday wind down. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. But look for patterns. Look for something that makes sense. Test it. You know, like I said, we put a lot of time into those series of interviews that we do. We want to make sure as many people can hear it. And I keep testing how and when to post it, to release it. What's the schedule look like? What are we going to do? How are we going to promote it? You know, I came up with different visuals this time, and that we still continue to use now for when we have guests that I like a lot better than what we used to have. I just keep looking for different ways to improve it.
Yeah.
And that's really all I can say is just, you know, like we always say, always be testing.
And my final thoughts, that just something that came up while you were talking about this, and then I'll wrap. It's the thing that I try to tell any company that's going to get on social and people are going to start relying on them is, you know, be that consistency, because, you know, there's places here, like barbecue places, for example, that all know if I'm going to go make the 40-minute drive, like I can know that they're open, or that they're not shut down for whatever reason, or they update as soon as like something starts, hey, we're running out of brisket, so you better get down here within the next hour or you're not going to have a chance. Just stuff like that. Like, again, relate it to your business, but just being consistent and throwing stuff out there is what we're looking for. So, and speaking of consistency, you know what I'm going to be telling you now? We do appreciate you guys listening to these episodes. Go to Google Play, give us a 5-star review. It helps us continue to get more visibility and continue to bring these to you. So we appreciate you guys joining us. As always, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media. Thanks for joining us on this, guys. Bye.
Later.